Passionate Talk Radio with Dr. Pat Basile. Crust busting your way to an awesome life on America's Voice. VoiceAmerica.com.
You have just stepped into a crust-free zone with Dr. Pat Basile. What is crust? Well, crust is that stuff that stands between you and what you want out of life. Crust is what keeps you stuck. Crust is anything you think, feel, or believe that prevents you from living your deepest heart's desire. So get ready to do some serious crust busting with Dr. Pat Basile and break through those layers of crusty conditioning to reveal the unlimited possibilities available to you to live your life full out. Dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome to the show. I'm telling you that this journey has been quite a journey for me personally, and I want to talk a little bit about what I mean here when I say this journey. Each and every one of us has a point in time in our lives where we hear a voice, where we hear something that's pulling us forward. We're not quite sure what the pull is, but we know that we're being drawn to something greater than ourselves. That's what the experience was like for Ward Powers, my guest today, co-creator, director, producer of One, the movie. And what I want to say is, what do you do when you wake up one day and you have an idea, and it's an idea that just grabs hold of you, something that you just cannot let go of? What do you do? I'm not going to answer the question, but my special guest today, Ward Powers, is going to do that. Ward, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
You know, you and I have chatted, and we're going to continue to chat, and I want to acknowledge our partnership in this. I so believe in what you're doing. I believe in the movie. I believe in what a friend of mine calls spiritual activism. And, you know, let's start the show out with a question that I ask each and every one of my guests. Here you are. You are the creator, producer of the movie that will be released January 6th in Seattle, my hometown. I will be there at the opening. Here you are on this journey. Here's the question. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, my immediate challenge is to be able to actually wake up to the reality that this is all happening to me. As silly as that sounds, it's a bit overwhelming to be in this place at this time. You have to understand the kind of the backstory to really appreciate that. And that is, I'm a lawyer from Detroit. I'm a father of three. I have three wonderful daughters and a wife I love very much, and a law practice. And living this kind of suburban life, and you know, here in the Midwestern United States, and happy and comfortable, very comfortable, and things are all just fine and dandy here. And then about 3.5 years ago, I woke up with this idea. And I don't know, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I'd like to say romantically it was a fully developed concept, but the reality was more of an impulse. And it was an impulse to try to say something in the world, to try to become a voice in the world, because so often, first of all, it was a changing time. Now, you remember this was in April of 2002, so we're
right,
6 months out of 9/11, and the world is a changing place, and things are dividing, and camps are being drawn up, and you can feel it happening. So what do we do, a middle-aged man in a suburban lifestyle being comfortable? What do? Do you just go back to work? Do you just pay your bills? What is your place in all of this? And I was kind of struggling with these questions, and I woke up with this notion, why don't we make an independent film? You can do it now. The technology is available. You can, you know, mail order a camera, and for a few $1,000s, you can edit it now on your own computer, and let's try to see if we can just take this adventure, and we'll mail order a camera, and we'll take 20 of life's ultimate questions, things like, describe what happens to a person after they die, what are we all so afraid of, why is there poverty and suffering in the world, when is war justifiable, if you had a wish for the world, what would it be, describe God, what is heaven, what is the meaning of life, these kinds of questions, and we put together a list of them, and decided to head out into the streets and ask a broad cross-section of people these questions. And our with this kind of mantra that we are all one, that if you hear the voices and see the varied faces of beautiful humanity answering life's ultimate questions, you will hear this voice of oneness that will come through. And the impulse was just kind of that general. It'd be fun. It was kind of a lark, if you will, because, again, we weren't filmmakers. We had nothing to do with the film business and had no idea really what we were talking about. And when we took all this on, we didn't really know. I'm here to tell you 3 years later that my biggest and favorite hurdle of all this is to actually come to grips with the realization that 3.5 years later, this idea, been through a lot of hard work and a lot of beautiful people that helped us, has now evolved into a reality that is actually, on the power of this energy of oneness, allowed us access to many of the world's, not only the people on the street, but many of the world's great spiritual leaders, thinkers, authors, icons, all joined us in this project, gave us their time, gave us their thoughts, gave us their understanding and their wisdom. And that has all resulted in now this movie, One, the movie, that is now getting ready to open in San Francisco and Seattle, and from there, here we go across the country. And it all happened in a basement in Detroit. So it is a really a wonderful, wonderful journey that I thank you for joining me on, and here we go.
And yes, and there are no mistakes. And it's really interesting how your story parallels mine. Waking up one day, I don't come from a radio background. I'm a human resources person. Mm-hmm. And here you are in the film industry, and here I am with a very, very popular radio show and growing and helping each other in that journey. Isn't that the key, though? Isn't it the key, the people that show up to help?
That is, to me, what, people will often ask me, what is the lesson? What have you learned? How have you changed on this incredible 3 years that, started as a suburban dad and now as this filmmaker doing this, and again, our movie's now showing in South Africa, in Berlin, in London, in Australia, in New Zealand. How is that? How is that for you? And I said, to me, what have you learned? And one of the things that keeps coming back to me is that the beauty and power of this message of oneness is that it is the most unlikely people in the most unlikely places that will come together to make a difference. It's not going to come. This change, this new way of seeing the world is not going to come from the top down. It's not going to come from institutions or corporations. It's not going to be handed down from on high and given to the masses that way. It's going to be a group of unlikely characters like you and I that start at the bottom and develop a following because not of who we are, certainly, not our brilliance, certainly, but the truth of the message that we come in the name of, and that is oneness, that we are one, that people need to remember that we belong to one another. And if by the power of that message we can make a difference in one life, and then two, and then two becomes four, and four becomes eight, and all of a sudden we've snuck our way into the popular culture. If through that, and the work you're doing and the work of this movie, if this is how it happens, then I know you feel like I do. I'm happy to be a member of this team. Where do I sign up, and where are we going from here?
Exactly. And you just know it so deeply. I feel it in every cell in my body. And I want to acknowledge you for your courage to take this idea out of the basement, because so often we get ideas and they stay in the basement. They don't come out.
Mm-hmm.
But to take it out. Now, you were joined by some other folks in this. Tell us a little bit about who you shared this idea with right at the beginning.
Well, it started with when I woke up with the idea and shared it with my wife, and she said, yeah, that sounds like it would be fun. And I called my friend Scott, who again has nothing to do with filmmaking, and just said, how does this sound? Wouldn't that be fun? And we can kind of do this thing, and then when we're done, we go to film festivals and it'll be fun. And then my wife's cousin Chad, who always kind of wanted to learn how to run a camera, I thought he'll be a perfect cameraman. He can learn their camera. And so originally they joined me on the journey, and we mail ordered a camera. We had our friends put together actually a list of questions. We said to friends, if you could sit with a master and ask 5 questions, what would you ask?
Wow.
And they submitted this, we had all kinds of questions, and And we, from there, called together about 20 that we then used as the basis for the project. And then, so off we mail order a camera, kind of figured out how to use it, and started in the streets asking people. And then we decided, well, let's try to get a spiritual leader or an icon or an author to lend their voice to the project and give us a little more credibility. And we sent out several emails, the first of which went to Dr. Robert Thurman. Listeners who might not be familiar with him, Dr. Thurman is not only Uma Thurman's dad, but he happens to be the first American-born Tibetan Buddhist monk, close friends of the Dalai Lama, director of the Tibet House, noted author, professor. And within 10 minutes of receiving my email, he says, yes, we are all one, and I think what you're doing sounds wonderful, and he invites us to his home in the Catskill Mountains. So we get our first big interview, and out we go to the Catskill Mountains, and we have this intense experience with this very powerful man who shares with us not only his answers to life's ultimate questions, but also something happens in that space. There is a transfer of energy, if you will, that happens in that meeting that ends up showing up quite prominently in the film itself. And that is, we have, one of our questions is a nonverbal question. And it goes like this. Nonverbally, by motion, gesture, or movement only, show or act out what you believe to be the current condition of the world. Now, it's kind of a challenging question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's challenging enough if you've thought about it. It's very challenging if you've not seen the question before. You're in the middle of a filmed interview, and that question is thrown at you. And Dr. Thurman's response to that question ends up being a prominent point of the movie. And I won't give away what happens in that space. But that was the beginning of what turned out to be an energizing of this project that moved it from some friends on a lark with a mail-order camera in the streets having fun to a journey to help introduce this concept of oneness into the popular culture vis-a-vis film. And that those are two different, I mean, they're similar but two different levels of work you're doing there. You know, the first is, yes, we're having fun, this is sweet, and maybe some people will be inspired by it, and it'll be a very small-scale project, low-budget, small-scale, but, you know, just a life's adventure. The second, and what happened after Dr. Thurman's experience, and then the week after that, suddenly we get access to Deepak Chopra.
Yes.
And then it's Thich Nhat Hanh and Rhian Eisler and Barbara Marx Hubbard, and all the doors swing open, and then we end up meeting and interviewing all these wonderful people. Well, then the whole dimension of the project now shifts. And now suddenly I go from this guy in Detroit that's having fun with my friends to this filmmaker who has gained access to some of the great thinkers with the answers to life's ultimate questions on film. Now that's a whole different level of responsibility, because now I become an unlikely carrier for a very important, you know, piece of work to be
a very important message.
Yes.
A very important message, a very important invitation. I mean, this is an invitation award for each and every person that's going to listen to this interview, that's going to hear about the film, that's going to look at the website. And let me give you that right now for those of you listening, www.onethemovie.org. For each person that you touch, this will become an invitation to open to a greater purpose, to a greater sense of who we are. And what I'd like to do is, this is an invitation for each and every one of you to write this down, onethemovie.org. And what I'd like everyone to know is that Dr. Pat, right here, me, our show, right on Voice America and on KKNW, and the people in my sphere of influence are partnering with Ward to make this movie available to people across the planet. We're going to take a short break right now. You're going to hear more about how we're going to do this, but we're going to take a short break. We've got lots to talk about. I'm here with Ward Powers, co-creator, director, and producer of One, the Movie, right here on Voice America. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
world leader in Internet Talk Radio. You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
The world's first healthy coffee has arrived. A rich blend of nutrition and pleasant aroma come together with a gourmet taste. Get energized, remove toxins, and build up your immune system with the miraculous king of herbs, Ganoderma lucidum. Organically grown without any pesticides, chemicals, or preservatives. Here's what people are saying.
I all of a sudden noticed that my belt buckle was definitely looser, and then, bam, it just all of a sudden happened, and I dropped about 15 pounds in about 8 weeks.
My body is functioning better. I'm more energetic. I'm able to do things physically that I haven't been able to do before. It's just wonderful.
Don't take our word for it. Check out the internet to discover thousands of positive page references to the health benefits of Ganoderma lucidum, also known as reishi mushroom. Call now to receive your free sample. 877-514-2233 or visit godgano.org. The world's first healthy coffee. Health and wellness in every cup.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES: Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
Dr. Pat Basile.
The world leader in Internet Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Ward Powers. Yes, co-creator, director, and producer of One, the movie. We're talking about the movie, but you know what? We're really talking about the journey. Also, the invitation for each and every one of us to have the openness that creates the opportunity for all of us to see the oneness in the world. Ward, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Wonderful. I think that...
I'm jazzed!
The work is... Yeah, me too. Me too. Me too. The work the work we have to do together is you know, not, here's the nice part. It's important,
yeah.
And it's fun. You know,
it's fun.
It's fun.
You know, we're using the word work. I mean, since I have had on my desk, I don't know, I didn't share this with you, I'm going to share it now. I got an email about a month ago about the movie, and I had it in my intention, and we set the thing in motion right out of the gate. How can we interview this? How can we help? And here we are, and the making a film like you made and bringing it to a reality involves a lot of people stepping up to the plate and saying, I will help. And you've just shared what that's like. And you also shared the story of Dr. Robert Thurman. Now, what I want to ask you about is, were there any surprises in your journey in, you know, getting all these folks, these leaders signed up? What were some of the surprises that you can recall?
I would have to say that if in the beginning we were surprised by how quickly things grew, and how and what level things were developing too quickly. It's funny how a surprise, or you know, a surprise in other words, I can't believe this is happening to us, how quickly that can become a new energy, and it can actually become your day-to-day existence. You know, if you're used to living in one space, at one speed, in one way,
uh-huh.
Something extraordinary happens. If it feels like good luck, it feels like, oh my gosh, this was a break. And then when you move into a different space, and you go into service of what it was that you were, that you're here to do. And for every, each one of us, I guess that's a different piece of work. So, but I think when you shift gears and you start saying yes to who you are, yes to what you were born to do, the things that may have been a surprise before you said yes, quickly, they don't surprise you anymore. It becomes a way of life. And then there is a magic to life that would have been a surprise to, and now things that happen to me daily, being on the Dr. Pat show, okay, that had been a real surprise to me 3 years ago, and I'd have been knocked off my chair by the opportunity for us to be together, and I'm still honored to be here, but now it is a part of the journey. Now it is the way things work, because there is, for lack of a better word, a sacred space that people can live in. You know, people always take the word sacred and pull it outside of day-to-day life. But the reality is day-to-day life is, you know, where the sacred work happens. And it doesn't mean being perfect. It just means living your gifts. And, you know, when we can get into that space, then surprises happen all the time. But they're not really surprises anymore. It becomes, you know, it becomes the way of life. And in our case, to say, yeah, I was surprised when Dr. Thurman emailed me, and then I was surprised to meet him, and I was surprised we had Deepak Chopra, and I was surprised we got Barbara Marx Harper, I was surprised we got Ram Dass. But then in a way, you know, yes, it was a surprise, and then by the end it was, oh yeah, we're gonna go out and do Ram Dass. Oh yeah, you know, we're gonna go do Llewellyn Vaughn Lee. Oh yeah, and it was, and it became one after the other after the other, and the doors, and with each person, with each exchange, with each interview, and it's interesting too to understand that these exchanges we had with these beautiful people were more than business arrangements. They were more than interviews. We weren't just there gathering information from
exactly.
these folks. We were exchanging energy with them
right.
on a level of, you know, we were, in many cases, we had dinner with them afterwards, or we spent time with them. We got to know them. And it was funny because so many of them said to us, don't let this sit on the shelves. This message of oneness is the next level of human conscious evolution, that the world will see itself as one next, and when it sees itself as one, everything changes. There's a beautiful quote by Pierre Chardin when he says that when the world harnesses the energy of love, this energy of oneness, that it will be like when we discovered fire. It will open up that many doors to changing civilization and the way we relate to one another and the way we live. And there is a movement afoot. The news hasn't caught up with it yet. Of course, the news is all bad. You know, war and poverty and the economy and all of these things that we hear about all still exist. But within that living organism of a traumatic life, mm-hmm. there is, and I know you hear it, and I have definitely come to experience it loud and clear in the last 3 years, there is this energy and this movement afoot amongst people, and they're just common folks, but more and more people are being called to this life of oneness, where it's just recognizing in your space, you could be a farmer, you could be a young urbanite, you could be a retiree, you could be, you know what I'm saying, that from all these different walks.
It doesn't matter. Because it is. I mean, what you're talking about is, you know, a shift in vibration, a shift in, you know, the integration of, you know, energy between people. And, you know, you and I are very, very similar in that way. I mean, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, Ward, if I would be interviewing Ward Powers, co-creator, director, producer of the movie One, I looked at you like, what? How is that going to happen?
Yeah, another surprise. Exactly.
But now the conversation is different, isn't it? It's about, yes, this is mine to do.
And it's ours to share, from the standpoint of, you know, that if we can live in this space and serve our projects, our respective projects, you and your work, me and my work, hopefully what we can do, and this is the hope, and this is really when people say, what do you hope for the movie? The movie One, you know, as it starts to open nationwide and it gets into more theaters, what is your goal? I said my first goal when I was putting it together was to be able to address life's ultimate questions in a way that wouldn't be a movie that if somebody was to talk about it, they say, oh yeah, there's this new movie out that has all these spiritual masters answering the meaning of life and life's ultimate questions. Because as wonderful as that is, the reality is that kind of a movie would appeal to that kind of a, would most appeal to the weekend crowd that goes to retreats or conferences, and that would be about it.
Right,
gonna,
right.
Gonna go to, but what happened was, I was asked along the way, what do you want to do with this? And I said, I would like to create an entertainment form, some form of a movie, low budget, simple though it may be. It doesn't have to be slick.
Mm-hmm.
But that has a crossover appeal, that there is an entertainment value and an accessibility to the storyline and the piece itself that would allow it to cross over into the more the mainstream consciousness. And as part of, and so the movie as it was originally created was this image of this man who wakes up in a kind of a dive hotel room, and he travels through his day to this point where the river meets the ocean, and he doesn't have any lines, and he doesn't have a name, he's just an image, and there's music, and throughout his day he hears all these voices, and this voices, the voices are of course the answers to our interview. Well, we had made that movie, and we were done with that about a year and a half ago, and we got called and we got introduced to this really high level kind of a creative personality, and he sat down and looked at what we had done and started to listen to our story. These guys that woke up with this idea and mail ordered a camera. And he said, really, the story, the hook is your story. The fact that somebody said yes and stepped out of the ordinary bounds of their existence and did something they probably shouldn't have been doing, and all of this happened. And they said, you can take your movie that you've made, break it into pieces, and tell your story in between. The combination of those two things will give it more power, because it will give it the information and opinions and thoughts that are contained in the answers. It'll give it the imagery of this character that travels, so there's an artistic side that will appeal to the emotional expression of art. And then there is this storyline of, you know, a middle-aged man from suburban Detroit, mail order and camera, and all this wild stuff starts to happen to him that will make it approachable or accessible to people. And well, I can tell you, having finished this movie in May and having it now been seen by several thousand people, holy cow, it worked in a way I would have never expected.
Don't you love that, though, when that happens? I mean, the universe conspires for our good in ways that we can't really articulate.
It's overwhelming. I mean, it's actually, you know, when it happens, and I mean, and I was a part of it the whole way along. I mean, I was right there. But when this actually got done, and when I came out of the basement with this thing in May, I really didn't know. You know, you hope people will like it, but you know, you've watched it frame by frame, and you know, it's hard to tell. And when I sat with that first audience and saw it through their eyes for the first time, and then stood and got to listen to them and talk with them and meet them after, I knew something had happened, something that was much bigger than myself, and that this work that I was kind of the water boy for, if you will, is happening, and it has now been shown. So we did a show in Houston where we had 500 people on a Monday night, a sellout. And just got back from the Cleveland Institute of Arts with nearly 300 people, and the University of Arkansas, and it's been showing all over the country now to these large groups of people, and it's now thousands of people that have seen it, and the response is, it's much deeper and wider than I could have ever envisioned. It's touching people more profoundly than you would expect a movie to touch people, and it's touching a broader cross-section of people. It's touching, you know, young hippie girls and businessmen and retirees. It's touching people from all different faith backgrounds. It's touching spiritual people, religious people, and non-religious people. It's really having an interesting and profound effect on the people that watch it, and it tends to be one of those movies that you see it once and you say, I gotta come back and see it again.
Absolutely.
You know, because there's so much that goes on in the movie and so much information and so much wisdom that the first time through you're blown away. I mean, I get up to do a question and answer after a lot of these screenings, and there is this look, you know, this glazed over look of people's faces, and they just go, oh my God, that was unbelievable, and then they say, we gotta come back. And now it's not unusual for me to have come back to a screen and have people have been there for the fifth time, because there's just that much there to feed on.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is what happens when you have an idea that is greater than you and your human body and me and my body. And that's what happens. That's how the idea really creates the intention in the world that you originally set out, that level of vibration. And all of this is in service of an idea whose time has come. Let's take a short break, Ward. When we come back, more with Ward Powers, more with One, the movie, and we'll be talking about some of the questions that Ward and his friends went out and asked some of these people, people like Barbara Marx Hubbard, Deepak Chopra, and many, many others. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and we are thrilled and honored to have Ward Powers with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Connecting your world, the Internet's number one talk and information station, VoiceAmerica.com.
Introducing a powerful, trend-setting beverage, the world's first healthy coffee. This coffee is healthy because it delivers Ganoderma lucidum, the king of herbs. Gano Coffee. Pre-measured, pre-packaged to deliver a perfect cup of coffee every time. You just add water, stir, and enjoy. It's fast and convenient. Your friends and family will love it too. Available as black, mocha, or with cream and sugar. Our coffee sells for a mere 45 cents to 90 cents per packet. Who's responsible for your future health and wealth? Try Ganoderma Lucidum. People will spend their health to get their wealth. Then they will have to spend their wealth to regain their health. Don't let this happen to you. Go to gotgano.org. That's gotgano.org.
Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time for Health Masters with your host, Louis Maz. Each week, Louis will bring you the latest health and lifestyle breakthroughs, as well as bring you the Health Master Spotlight of the Week. So get healthy with Louis Maz and Health Masters every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
We all have them, traits in us that make us special, unique, characteristics that drive us. Some drive in third, some are in overdrive, some are in neutral, and others are in reverse. What makes us tick? Why do we do the things we do? Do we change the way we behave? Can we? How? Yes, you can. First, we have to embrace who you are, and then enhance that in which we see. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACEs, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. If you want to smooth shift into the right gear, call us toll free 1-866-461-6463. That's 1-866-461-6463.
Hello, I'm Gary Zukov.
And I'm Linda Francis.
And we recommend you to Dr. Pat Basile's show. You've been on it several times, and it's one of the most supportive shows that I've been on.
Yes, Pat is so energetic and so in alignment with what we're doing. I want to invite you to come to our website, www.zukov.com, Z-U-K-A-V.
For a special program that we have created called Hurricane Katrina, the 12 learning opportunities. They are opportunities to learn about yourself. The reason for learning about yourself is so that if you choose, you can change yourself.
Come to our website, www.zukav.com, Z-U-K-A-V. Look forward to seeing you there.
Business,
sport,
religion,
legal,
pets,
entertainment.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-3232. 5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crust busting.
Welcome back, everyone. I know you're sitting there, you know, on the edge of your seat listening to this amazing conversation. I have with me as my guest today Ward Powers. And, you know, I want to say this is, Ward is more than a guest. For months I had known about this movie and was called to just absolutely jump in and do whatever I can and whatever we can, both here on Voice America and on my other radio show, KKNW 1150 AM, to really let everyone know, everyone that I touch, know about this fabulous movie and this journey. This is really an invitation to really raise that level of consciousness, to really raise the level of vibration on the planet. And Ward Powers, thank you so much for doing it, and thank you so much for stepping out into the world.
Thank you for joining me. I need the help.
And believe me, you've got it. You are going to be coming to Seattle January 6th, and we are going to make sure on my show is out of Seattle, we're going to make sure that we have several interviews in the work, you know, connection to the people that I know, and Voice America is going to do a series of pre-recorded interviews with the people in the movie. And we will talk about that for our listeners. This is very, very exciting. Okay, we're talking about the journey here. We talked about the movie. We're talking about the experiences. Are you finding now, how are the people that you've interviewed, how are they responding to the growing energy around the movie?
That's fascinating because, of course, the interviews were conducted because we're doing this all ourselves. It takes time to get all this done. I don't have a staff, and I don't have editors, and so these things all take time. I'm still practicing law, trying to put bread on the table and lead my normal existence and get all this done, you know, in the meantime. So it's taken a lot of time, and what happens is, of course, we do the interviews, and that those interviews were all been done now about 2 years ago, and you know, some of the people that came in, we forged special relationships with, and I think the best example of that is Llewellyn Vaughn Lee. Llewellyn Vaughn Lee is a Sufi mystic from Northern California at the Golden Sufi Center, and we did an interview with him in the fall of 2002. And I had read a book of his and had been introduced to him actually by kind of an interesting story. We had a little article in a local paper about this project, and a young man shows up at my door one day and says, I think there's somebody you need to have in your project. And he gives me Llewellyn Vaughn Lee's book, and he says, would you mind if I contact them and see if he'd be interested in being interviewed? And I said, that sounds wonderful. And he did, and Llewellyn said yes, and we went out to California, and we went to the Golden Sufi Center and met him. And when we met him and we did his interview, and there was something happened there between us, and it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain a lot of this stuff. Without sounding corny, because it's so, you know, magical. But we sat after his interview, and there was a knowing, if that makes sense. In the silence, there was a knowing, and on both of our parts, and he. We forged a kind of an unspoken partnership, and he has people that he's acquainted with that run a foundation that were kind enough to help us financially to do what needed to be done to make the movie happen. And then when 2 years later, when the movie was done, I sent him a copy of it. And again, we've kept in touch periodically by email, but really I was still thinking, you know, this movie is so much different than what it was when I met him, because when we were doing these interviews, remember, we don't have a storyboard, we don't have a script, we don't have even a plan for how they're going to go together. We're just asking the questions and getting this information. So when it all came together, the movie itself is a very unique genre. It's like this combination of answers and stories and images and music, and it's very different. And as I guess it probably should be, but when Llewellyn saw the movie, he was immediately touched by it and said, what you've done is you've created something very special. And he was going to be in the Cleveland area, which is only a couple hours drive from me here in Detroit, and he said, I'd like to sit down and talk with you about it. And when we sat down and spent time together, he shared with us that he knew when we had met that there was something special about this movie and what was happening to us. And he said it was nice because we were naive to it. He said, I knew that when you came, you were just having fun and you were well-intentioned, but he said, I knew you'd been given a gift even larger than you could appreciate. And he said, and now that I see the movie finished, I realize that that, in fact, has happened, and I'm here to help. And it has, and then he, again, through his found, through the foundation he's familiar with, they've allowed us some resources to try to do all that goes into trying to make a movie happen. Because remember, we're still, I don't have a distributor, I don't have promoters, I don't have managers, I don't have anything except a lot of beautiful people like now, like yourself, that hear the message and march side by side with us, and he was one of when people in your audience see the movie, they will immediately fall in love with Llewellyn. And there are several people in the movie that our audiences tend to fall in love with, but Llewellyn is one of them, because there is an energy that these people carry that actually translates into the movie, into this film experience, that it actually comes through the film, and people will say, oh my gosh, that's a wonderful person. Oh my gosh, that's a wonderful person. Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev and Father Thomas Keating.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. these people have such personal power, that energy flows through them to such a level that it actually comes through in the movie, and in a strange sort of way, because remember now, we can hardly run this equipment, right? So
I know.
We're not talking about a beautiful piece of film here. We're actually talking about, you know, a very modest production capabilities. Well, we're just trying to stay in focus here, people. But there's something about that. It was cute. I had an elderly man come out of a screening a couple months ago, and he said, young man, if some big company comes up to you and wants to clean your movie up and make it fancy and fix it all up, don't you let them touch it, because there's something about it. It's just like a person, warts and all. It's beautiful. And there is something about the fact that we are just trying to stay in focus, that it's not very slick, that makes you feel intimately like you have met these masters. And so their wisdom comes through not as some high-tech production piece that is, you know, an infomercial. It comes through like these people came in your living room and sat down with you and had a little chit-chat about life. And in from that kind of a space, there's a certain power to it that's very disarming and very intimate. And so there is a magic that was brought to it because, like you say, the relationship that these people brought. So Llewellyn Vaughn Lee is always my favorite example of a partner that, you know, has really joined us from the beginning, was one of the interview voices, but far, far more than an interview. And now, of course, I'm starting to hear from, and Barbara Marx Hubbard is, you know, I sent her a copy of the movie a couple months ago, and she just called saying, I'm just absolutely delighted by what you've done here. She said, it's really much more than I could have ever expected. And so she's going to appear with me in San Francisco when we open in San Francisco. Her and Llewellyn and myself are going to do a little panel discussion after a movie. We open in San Francisco on December 9th at several theaters, and then off to Seattle. And the fun part, and this is, you know, again, what I'd like to share with your audience in terms of being, kind of joining in their own way in the magic of this journey, is that, again, I'm this guy from Detroit. I got no distributor. I got, you know, no people, you know, in the theater business. I don't know, but Landmark Theater Chain, who's one of the largest art house theater chains in the country, heard about the movie, contacted me and asked for a screener, saw the screener, and they said, we think this thing is going to really play well. So we're going to give you two cities, and let's see if we're right about this. And if you can do what we think you're going to do, then we're going to, you know, take it from there. So I asked for San Francisco and Seattle, because I think the energy is right in these two cities to be a tipping point for us. And if we
With Seattle, I'm telling you.
Well, I was in Seattle recently and really felt it. And I know that if we can do what I think we can do in Seattle, and we can show them that people are interested in this kind of inspirational message, then it opens the doors for us. It says, so that what I like about it is it's the energy moving up. The energy starts in the streets and moves up into the boardroom. It doesn't come from the boardroom on a drawing board with, you know, somebody saying, here's what we're going to tell the people what to believe next. It's coming from the bottom up. No, you know what, people in the boardroom whose movies are all failing now, here's what we want to see. Here's the kind of entertainment we're interested in. This is what's going to take us to the theaters. I love it. I love it because it turns the paradigm upside down. It's no longer waiting to see what the corporate America wants to sell us as being the truth or what we should believe in or what we find entertaining. It's now saying, you know what? That's enough.
Exactly.
The theaters are empty now. No one wants to go to see what you've been putting out now. We want to say a little something to you. Here's what we want to see. And it's going to happen with some corny guy in Detroit that has no business being here because it's not about who he is or his qualifications. It's about what we want to see as people, what we want to think, what we want to believe in, and what kind of energy we want to start living by. And I think once each one of us individually owns that, our little piece of that magic, then let's see what happens.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you and I, you're talking to, you know, as you said, a middle-aged woman from the Bronx who is doing something on the radio without compromise. And you're absolutely right. It's the bottom up that has created the popularity in this show. But it's also you, and it's also me showing up as our true self. You know, it's the energy that we start out with. And if we get away from that energy, then we also shift the energy and the attraction to that which we bring to us. And, yeah, you can get people in here. I've had people talk to me and say to me, look, you've got to change your show. You're, like, way too positive. You need to bring in some of that other stuff. And you go to that place, don't you, Ward, and you have to make a decision.
Oh, and the decision is one that, I don't know about in your case, but for me, it's being made for me. I mean,
yeah, me too.
You know what, how that is? There's no question.
No, there's no question.
Yeah, there's no denying, you know, what the work to do is. And you know what, that's not to say, you know, and I think sometimes the other thing that whenever I have this discussion with people, I always think it's important to throw this in, is it's one thing to be positive, but in the context of being positive, you still have to say, and you know what, it's damn hard work. That, you know, just to say, well, I'm going to wake up with a dream and I'm going to say yes to life, those things are all true, well, and good. But once you say yes to life, hold on, because you're going to be put in service. And that's going to mean long hours.
Yep.
That's going to mean a lot of stress. That's going to mean issues in and out of your life. That's going to mean a lot of personalities. That's going to mean it's nice to talk about the upside. But the reality to saying yes to it is you say yes and then get ready to dig in, because with that comes the work. But with that work comes the greatest rewards. You know, if you had any idea of the cost-benefit ratio to this, there's no question about it, but there is a cost, and that cost is you've got to be willing to walk the walk. And
you've got to do it.
You've got to do it. And it's...
And you've got to be willing to go the distance.
Yep. And going the distance means... Staying, you know, means a lot of disappointments along the way. And it means people that you hoped would help that didn't help. It means the people that brought issues to you or problems with you or that tried to bring you down or people that didn't like what you were doing. I mean, there's a shadow to this. And that's, any new energy that's manifested in the world, it creates a shadow.
It does. And, you know, we're going to talk about that when we come back. My shadow's been my greatest teacher. I just don't invite it to my parties anymore. All right, we're going to take a short break. For those of you tuning in, I'm here with Ward Powers. You're going to want to go to this website, www.onethemovie.org, www.onethemovie.org. You are going to be seeing lots of information on my website in the very, very near future, and I will be at the opening of this movie in Seattle on January 6th and be talking about it from now until then. I'm Dr. Pat Pasilli. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Bringing the world together. You're listening to America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Mystery School 2006 Preview Weekend, The Mystery of Making a Difference. November 11th through the 13th in Palm Springs, California. Making a difference has never been more critical in a world in which so much can go right or disastrously wrong. We are the ones who have the most profound task in human history, the task of deciding whether we grow or die. We have an opportunity to play a role in the greatest transition drama the world has ever seen. In order to do this, we must be able to access depths of body, mind, and spirit that we may have forgotten we had. In the special preview Mystery School, we will help you discover that you are much richer, deeper, and stronger than you know. We will explore ways to help restore the lost but much needed part of ourselves and allow for expansion and growth. Learn to become part of a deep ecology of life and vibrant awakening. For more information, log on to our website, GeneHouston.org, or contact Bridget at 541-488-1200 or BridgetTheBrit at AOL.com.
Hey everybody, this is Garrett Mercadante with the world's first healthy coffee. Just wanted you all to know that we're offering a free sample. So go to gotgeno.org. That's gotgeno.org. Hope to see you there.
Introducing a powerful trend-setting beverage, the world's first healthy coffee. This coffee is healthy because it delivers Ganoderma lucidum, the king of herbs. Gano Coffee. Pre-measured, pre-packaged to deliver a perfect cup of coffee every time. You just add water, stir, and enjoy. It's fast and convenient. Your friends and family will love it too. Available as black, mocha, or with cream and sugar. Our coffee sells for a mere 45 cents to 90 cents per packet. Who's responsible for your future health and wealth? Try Ganoderma Lucidum. People will spend their health to get their wealth. Then they will have to spend their wealth to regain their health. Don't let this happen to you. Go to gotgano.org. That's gotgano.org.
Business,
sport,
religion,
legal,
pets,
entertainment.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Crossbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. If you would like to participate in today's program, call in at 1-888-335-5204. Now let's join Dr. Pat for some serious crossbusting.
Welcome back, everyone. In this last segment, a short one, but a powerful one. We're talking about a contemporary journey towards a timeless place, a timeless, timeless idea. And we want to invite each and every one of you to go to www.onethemovie.org. Thank you, Ward Powers, co-creator, director, and producer of the movie. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me. And again, I'm excited to be bringing this into the world, and I welcome and invite everybody that can hear this voice to say yes to this and what's going on, because there is a gift in it for you and individually and for us collectively.
Let me end the show with this question. How, here you are, you've created a number of these questions and you've asked a lot of people. And I'm not going to ask you these questions during this show. We will have that conversation in the future. What I'd like to ask you is, how has your God, whatever that might be, how has your God talked to you, come to you, about taking this movie out into the world?
There it can't be a my God. There is everything, and everything material and non-material can only be, there can't be anything outside of it, and it is conspiring all around us, through us, and all around us, through time, outside of time. It's all conspiring, and we are all but cogs in this little piece. Little pieces or cogs in this gigantic working that is God. And so to that extent that we are a cell inside of this organism, let me be a healthy cell, and let me be a cell that produces something in life, something in this place that can allow us all to remember that we belong to one another, that we are all one.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ward Powers. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
you.
The show today. And you will hear more about the movie. You will hear more from the voices that participated in the show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. Thank you all so much for making this show exactly what it is, an inspiration to many people. And you all out there, you know that I love you, love you, love you, and you are an inspiration to me. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Crust Busting with Dr. Pat Basile. Crust Busting with Dr. Pat can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com. For a copy of today's program or to learn more about Crust Busting, visit www.crustbusting.com.